Good evening, and welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjiv, bringing you the day's most pressing news. Today, April 1st, we mark a significant milestone in technology history. It was on this day in 1976 that Apple Computer Company was founded by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne. A truly foundational moment for the tech world we know today. On our show, we're dissecting top headlines from across the globe, drawing from ESPN, Chrisinfo.com, Hacker News, NPR Topics, US Top News and Analysis, and many other reliable sources. Let's dive right into today's news with Arohi.
Thanks, Arjiv. We start with some positive news from the Indian markets. The Sensex saw an impressive surge today, jumping over 1,700 points in early trade. This significant boost came amidst reports that former President Trump indicated he would leave Iran soon. This statement injected considerable optimism into the market, suggesting a potential de-escalation of tensions that have frequently impacted global financial stability. The Sensex's rally mirrors broader positive sentiment, with the Nifty also showing strong gains. However, the geopolitical landscape remains complex. Despite Trump's remarks, the underlying tensions with Iran continue to influence global energy markets. We've seen gas prices in the U.S. cross the $4 a gallon mark for the first time in 3 years, largely driven by the ongoing war in the region. This rise in fuel costs is hitting consumers at a time when affordability is a major concern. Meanwhile, there's a strong debate about the strategic implications in the Middle East. Many are questioning why the U.S. Navy isn't taking more decisive action regarding the Strait of Hormuz. The consensus among experts suggests that a military engagement to open the strait could lead to severe, unpredictable consequences, including further escalation, potentially disrupting global oil supplies even more dramatically and increasing regional instability. It's a delicate balance between economic pressure, political rhetoric, and military strategy that continues to play out.
A fascinating interplay of global politics and economic ripple effects. Shifting gears to domestic policy, former President Trump has been busy signing a new executive order regarding voting ahead of the 2026 U.S. elections. Arohi, what can you tell us about this controversial move?
Indeed, Arjiv, it's a significant development that has already sparked widespread debate. Trump's executive order aims to create federal lists of U.S. citizens eligible to vote in each state. It also instructs the U.S. Postal Service to send mail ballots exclusively to these verified voters. Furthermore, he's putting pressure on Congress to pass the Save America Act, a proposed measure that would mandate photo identification and proof of U.S. citizenship for voting. However, legal experts and Democratic officials are largely calling the order legally invalid. Many argue that the former president lacks the authority to implement such sweeping changes to state-controlled election processes. The move is widely seen as an attempt to exert federal control over mail voting, fueled by his continued promotion of false claims about election integrity. The backlash has been swift, with states like Arizona and Oregon pledging to immediately challenge the executive order in court. This sets the stage for what could be a protracted legal battle over voting rights and federal versus state authority in elections, shaping the landscape as we head into the 2026 cycle.
Clearly a complex legal and political challenge unfolding. Now, let's pivot to the dynamic world of technology and AI, which has seen a flurry of activity lately.
Absolutely, Arjiv, it's been an eventful period for tech giants. OpenAI recently closed a major funding round, valuing the company at an astonishing $852 billion, underscoring the immense investor confidence and growth potential in artificial intelligence. Not to be outdone, Anthropic, another major AI player, made headlines when a portion of Claude Code's internal source code was leaked. This comes as Claude Code has seen massive adoption, with its run rate revenue swelling to over $2.5 billion as of February. In other AI news, NVIDIA's partnership and investment in Marvell Technology is being highlighted as a significant strategic move. Analysts view it as yet another reason to stay invested in the AI giant's stock, despite its recent fluctuations, as NVIDIA continues to solidify its ecosystem and market dominance. However, not all news in the sector is about growth. Oracle has initiated significant job cuts, with thousands reportedly affected. This restructuring is happening as the company ramps up its AI spending, investing heavily in building data center infrastructure specifically designed to handle intensive AI workloads. It illustrates a clear trend across the industry, a strategic realignment of resources towards AI development, even if it means difficult workforce adjustments in other areas.
A clear picture of rapid evolution and strategic shifts within the tech landscape. Moving to a very different kind of story, Arohi, we have a troubling report from Italy.
That's right, Arjiv. An Italian Christmas meal has tragically turned into a murder inquiry. Tests suggest two women may have been killed with ricin, a highly potent toxin. Authorities are currently investigating but have yet to identify a suspect in this disturbing case.
A shocking development indeed. Finally, let's end on a high note with some exciting news from the world of cricket.
We certainly can, Arjiv. In the IPL, cricket fans have been buzzing about the performances of key players. Shubman Gill recently lauded the efforts of Ashok Sharma, who had an impressive IPL debut. Sharma returned figures of 1 wicket for 31 runs from his 3 overs, showcasing a promising start to his T20 career. And speaking of Gill, both he and Shreyas Iyer are back in the T20 spotlight as Punjab Kings take on Gujarat Titans. Both captains led their teams to the playoffs last season, but their individual fortunes in T20 cricket have seen a bit of a dip since then. This match will be a crucial opportunity for them to regain momentum and remind everyone of their formidable presence on the field.
Fascinating insights from the cricket world. And that brings us to the end of today's quick news briefing. Before we sign off, here's a fun fact for you. The very first webcam, developed in 1991 at the University of Cambridge, wasn't for video calls or security. It was used to monitor a coffee pot to see if it was empty, saving researchers the disappointment of an empty brew. Ingenuity can be found in the most unexpected places. That's all for today. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Arjiv, and on behalf of Arohi and the entire team, we wish you a good evening.